Foster parents are urgently needed to provide loving homes for children. Remy Vista Foster Family Agency provides professional social workers, monthly training, and financial support in a Christian-based atmosphere. Open your heart and your home to a child that needs you. Contact Remy Vista Foster Family Agency here in Chico at 893-4784. That's 893-4784. And make a difference in a child's life today.
Kathy Sew and Vac is Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority, specializing in parts, sales, and service. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Kathy Sew and Vac has a huge inventory and knowledgeable staff to take care of all of your sewing and vacuum needs. Stop by Kathy Sew and Vac today on Cohasset Road across from Kmart. That's Kathy Sew and Vac, Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority.
Hey, this is Steve Twist, owner of Avalon Portrait Gallery, here to tell you that portraits aren't about cost. With a family portrait, you only feel the cost once, when you buy. But you'll have that portrait forever, and you and your family will derive enjoyment from it for many years to come. I have a friend who says that the most expensive portrait is one you don't absolutely love, because no matter what you paid too much. So look for quality when you're looking for a photographer. That's what I tell people here at Avalon Portrait Gallery.
This is Jerry O'Lennon. For me and my family, we trust in the quality of Avalon Portrait Gallery. Ask for the Friends of Jerry discount for 10% off your next regular price purchase. Pacific Crest Salsa, where salsa meets perfection. The best salsa you've ever tasted. Gourmet salsa, fresh and local. Pacific Crest Salsa, now available at Chico Natural Foods. Pacific Crest Salsa.
Welcome to the Big Show.
He could go all
the way. The North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Last week we were talking about, actually earlier this week and last week, we've been talking about gambling. And I was telling the story about my mom, who used to go gambling in Las Vegas, and she had it under control. And then a friend of hers named Carol, who did not have it in control, and we had to sit there and watch her just destroy her life. Her husband left her over $300,000, which back in the 80s, even then, you know, even now, is still a lot of money. She could have, you know, had a nice home and, you know, maybe stashed a little bit of money away and maybe played a little bit with it for fun, but she wound up blowing it all. She couldn't stop. And sometimes I look back on that and I think, is there something I could have done? Is there something my mom could have done? And we decided that, you know, there probably wasn't. We just weren't qualified to be able to stop that kind of behavior. And we would all go out together and we'd watch her mess up, blow her money. But then when we didn't go out, she was still going out on her own. So we made ourselves feel better in saying that we didn't really cause her destruction. She ultimately caused it herself. If anything, maybe we were guilty of speeding it up a little bit. Didn't know whether we should try to get her help. I think we suggested it. But I'm not sure it would have made a difference. But I don't know. So we've been talking about gambling. Is it a sin? Is it not a sin? And it's a compulsive behavior. And how do we stop it when it gets out of control? And last week we had on the show Bob Hayworth. He's a life coach from the Growing Place. And he's on our show again today. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Jerry.
Was there anything we really could have done other than alert her to the problem that she had?
Not really. It's important that you alert people to the fact that you think they have a problem. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, until that person really comes to the point where they admit to themselves that they are powerless over this in their lives and they have lost the ability to control it, there's not a lot you can do. Mm-hmm. Except not to facilitate it any further, not to help cover up, not to help compensate for, oh, well, she's short on cash this week, let's buy her some groceries. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, she's short on cash this week. I'm just referring to your mom's mm-hmm. friend, Carol, absolutely, because yeah. she blew it all at the casino, and now she's in a hard spot.
Yeah, and that wound up happening. We wound up, you know, paying electric bills and taking her out for food and doing these kinds of things. And we did probably help facilitate. Looking back on it, we should have done something more. But you know, we weren't experts. We didn't know really what we were doing, and so there's some guilt, at least on my part, a little bit, that I think maybe we should have done something and tried to help her through that, and we just kind of let her go her way. And I don't know what we could have done at the time. Now I think maybe I do know more.
It's a difficult thing to watch somebody go through this, and most of us have a very compassionate heart. And we feel badly when they start to come into trouble, when this thing starts to really impact their lives in a significant way, and they can't pay bills and they can't buy groceries, and we see them beginning to suffer because of the addictive behavior that they have in their lives. And there's an attempt on our part, usually out of a misguided compassion, to sort of rescue them from their circumstance. Mm-hmm. In reality, what you're doing is you're prolonging the process. We all try to cushion the blow for people, but the bottom line is, in recovery from addictive behaviors, everyone has to hit bottom.
Well, then what should somebody do to try to avoid that hitting bottom? I mean, we have a loved one who might be suffering. You get him medical treatment, I suppose. You get him to the church. What medication? What do you do so that you can try to prevent them hitting bottom? Isn't there something that can be done?
There's no prevent from hitting bottom. That's an essential part of the process of recovery. Every time you prevent them from hitting bottom, you tell them that they can do a little more. That's what you're telling them.
But somehow, Bob, we have to change the behavior. The behavior has to change.
But the motivation for the change of the behavior has to be internal. It has to come from the person themselves. In a classic 12-step program, the very first step is we admitted we were powerless over. And you submit, you can insert the behavior of choice there, alcohol, drugs, sex, gambling, whatever, and that our lives had become unmanageable. And that's the bottom line. That's the place that everyone has to come to. That is the turnaround point. And in biblical terms, that's the point of repentance. That's the point where we come to ourselves. It's like the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15. You know, he went to his father, he got the money, he went out and blew the money. There's a lot of parallels there to, yes, what we're discussing this morning. Mm-hmm. But then there's a portion of that passage that Jesus is talking about, and it says, and then he a famine in the country, and he was out feeding the hogs, and he came to himself. That's where he came to realization about where he was with things. That was the point of repentance. That was his bottom. He finally realized, wow, I've made a mess of my life, and I can't control the circumstances any longer.
Speaking to Bob Hayworth, he is a life coach for The Growing Place. We'll give you the number a little bit later if you want to talk to him personally. But everybody's has a different bottom.
Absolutely.
And so where do you find that bottom?
That's determined by the person. Mm-hmm. You know, it just varies. The bottom is defined as that point at which you, like the parable in Luke 15, the point at which you come to yourself and you realize, I have to change or I'm going to die. This is going to take my life from me.
Mm-hmm.
I will lose. And people will sacrifice everything on the altar of their addictions, their family, their children, their finances, their careers, mm-hmm, you name it. I mean, it's been put on the altar of addiction and sacrificed, and it's an unmerciful God that takes hold.
So, Bob, when you're talking about giving up their lives, we're going to go to a break right now. We're not necessarily talking about their physical life, but the life that they live, the type of life that they have.
In the case of chemicals and alcohol, it can be your physical life.
Physical life, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, we're going to continue our discussion. You're talking about gambling and addictions and how we, once we know we've got a problem, how we fix the problem, what the process is. We'll be right back. So stay tuned. Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in, say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find there. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ. Here's a new idea for landscape supplies, low prices. We found the best possible price in town at Focal Point Landscape. They're almost half the price of every other landscape supply in Chico. That's Focal Point Landscape at 570-7805. Only $21 per yard for road base and $19 per yard for pea gravel. Specializing in compost, mulch, and garden soil for only $35 per yard. Call today at 570-7805. 570-7805. Focal Point Landscape, the best price in town for landscape supplies.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on the Afternoon Harvest. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM. KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
Here's an event I like. 10 Days Chico. 8 mornings of worship and prayer, 10 evenings of worship and prayer. The mornings, September 17th through the 22nd. And then the 24th and 25th, 8 in the morning till 12 noon at the Prayer House at City Light. Then evenings of prayer, worship and prayer at 10 different locations. So the best thing to do is if you're interested, is go to the website for details in various locations. It's all of the churches uniting and all of the different peoples from all the different churches getting together for 10 days of prayer. You're asked to visit www.10, that's the number numeral 10, 10, dayschico.blogspot.com. So, and also coming up on, next Saturday. Well, that's so far. Well, I'll tell you about it, because next Saturday it's the CHP Chili Challenge. CHP stands for the Community Housing Improvement Program. They provide low-cost housing apartments for people who are struggling in this economy. And from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock next Saturday, they're going to have a chili challenge, a little barbecue over at one of their places on Notre Dame Boulevard where they have housing. If you'd like to learn more about that, go to chiphousing.org. CHIP, C-H-I-P, housing.org. All right, let's continue our chat with Bob Hayworth. He is a life coach for The Growing Places. We're talking about addictions, and we've been specifically talking about gambling addictions, but I suppose this applies to all addictions. So the person reaches rock bottom, wherever their bottom is, they've reached it. And they said, "Yeah, I don't want to live this life anymore." I know that when I've had problems, I think, well, I've hit rock bottom. I'm a believer that people say things can't get any worse. It always can get worse.
Oh yes.
I mean, so rock bottom. There is no. It's limitless as to how far it can go.
It all depends on the individual.
It says where you want to stop it. Okay, so a person decides, you know, this gambling is now owns me, and I want to stop it. What's he do or she do?
Well, I think the first thing that has to happen, and there has to be a cry out to God. And that's the second step. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Mm-hmm. We came to believe that God. And in my case, when I work with people, that's always identified. That's been something I've never been entirely pleased with in a traditional AA, is it's very undefined. Mm-hmm. For me, that higher power is the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's the person that you turn to in your moment of crisis, and you cry out, and you say, you know what? I can't do this anymore, God. Mm-hmm. I need your help. I need to change my life. And so I'm going to turn my life, and that's step three, make a decision to turn our will and our lives over to care of God as we understand Him to be. And that's the point of repentance. That is essentially those first three steps of the traditional 12-step program. That's the process of repentance. We come to ourselves. We acknowledge that it's going to require power greater than what we have and from outside of ourselves. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God. And then we turn our life and our will over to the care of God.
I like how you mentioned the prodigal son, because the prodigal son probably had addictions, but we didn't call them addictions back in those times. It was just basic sin and just doing things you shouldn't do and wasting away, wasting money. The prodigal son probably had his share of addictions, reached bottom because he's feeding hogs and says, this isn't my life. He wants to go back and change things around. Okay, so after that, then what happens?
Well, I want to continue on with a metaphor from Prodigal Son in Luke 15. And you notice that his turnaround was unconditional. He really didn't care what capacity he came back into the fold, into the family. Mm-hmm. He said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will admit, and he admitted to his father, I've sinned against heaven and in your face, and I'm willing to come back and just be a hired servant. If you'll just take me back, I'll come back under any terms. I'll do, mm-hmm. and here's the key phrase, I will do whatever it takes to restore the relationship with you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, God, in that parable, that's you know, the Father is God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we come to that point where, and we cannot put conditions on what God's going to do in our lives. We have to turn our life and will over to Him. And then it's up to Him what we do. And we're willing to do, and this is a phrase when I start to, when I go to work with somebody in coaching and recovery, I do an initial intake with them. And there's a phrase, I'm always looking for some variation of this phrase, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get clean and sober, to get healthy.
There is, Bob, a humility involved in that. Where you're saying, I don't care what people think of me. I don't care if they see me washing dishes or being a servant or being anything. There's a certain freedom that would come with that, where I don't care what the outside world thinks of me. I just want to get back to a life where I'm away from that addiction. And so, you know, humbling yourself before God and humbling yourself before your addiction and saying, I can't beat it, and not care what the world thinks and say, this is what I am.
Becoming well and healthy has to become and restoring a relationship with God, those have to become the overriding priorities in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're playing games.
Because so many people, when they have addictions, they don't want other people to realize that they have them. There's a pride factor. And I mean, we could talk a little bit about that. I know that no one likes to admit that, boy, I was really a fool. I was really a jerk. I was really stupid. And I think maybe admitting that and not being afraid to tell people about it might be a benefit as well. Anyway, I'll let you comment in case I'm completely wrong on that. I'm talking to Bob Hayworth, life coach over at The Growing Place. We'll tell you how you can get in touch with Bob if you have some issues or friends that have issues when we come back.
Sometimes insurance can be a confusing business. I can't stress enough the importance of having a single professional insurance agent to help make sense of all your personal and business insurance policies. You don't want to get caught without the right coverage. For all your insurance needs, trust Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Call 891-7900 for a free consultation and a policy review. 891-7900 for Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent.
Terra Design and Landscape Consulting serves Northern California with landscape design and irrigation surveys and audits. Their goal is to help you simplify the landscaping process. Whether you're a landscape architect, city planner, developer, landscape contractor, or homeowner, they are confident their service will assist you in implementing your next landscaping project. That's Terra Design and Landscape Consulting. Give them a call to set up an appointment or to discuss how they can serve you. 520-5467. That's 520-5467 for Terra Design and Landscape Consulting.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. And yes, Chico, California, the rumors are true. I'm coming to you Saturday mornings right here on KKXX AM 930 from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Caution, we don't sit around the campfire singing Kumbaya. So join me right here live on KKXX AM 930.
This segment brought to you by mwprints.co, home of the high-resolution banner at $299 per square foot with an already prepared design. Don't throw your church or business's money away. mwprints.co or call Mitchell at 710-1012.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Mm-hmm. It's really been a pleasure speaking with Bob Hayworth, the life coach over at The Growing Place, about addictions. And if you've enjoyed it as well, if you or someone you know and love is having some issues and maybe addictions or something different, perhaps you'd want to give him a call. His number is, his cell phone number. Should I give your cell phone number?
Yes, you may.
Cell phone number is 530-321-2687. Or you can go to the website tgplace.com. That would be for The Growing Place, tgplace.com. Just finish up on the prodigal son. One of the things that you mentioned, and it's a good point, when the father welcomes the prodigal son back,
yes,
he welcomes him back not to be a servant or butler or anything like that, but puts him back in full standing. And in some ways, the other brother, who was good and did all the right things, is jealous of that and feels like, well, wait a minute, I was the good son the whole time. He goes off and acts, and he comes back and he gets everything I get. There does seem to be an injustice in that, in some respects, by human standards. Is there the possibility that when somebody does have an addiction, they want to come back, that we welcome them too easily? Should they have to work a little bit harder to get there? To pay a penance, so to speak. I know that in the Catholic Church, paying a penance is necessary. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that that's certainly a that there's some penance that should be paid. Should that be done when somebody's coming back from an addiction?
There is a tradition in recovery called making an amends. Mm-hmm. And it is appropriate for the person who is recovering to go back and make amends for the things that have been done as much as is possible. And if you can do it without actually causing further harm to the persons you've already harmed by your behaviors. But those of us who are standing out watching need to take a cue from God's interchange, the Father's interchange with the older brother. Mm-hmm. The older brother stands out on the front porch. He's got his arms folded. He's really angry. He's very upset. And he's saying, you know, he goes out and squanders all your money with loose living, and you've never done anything for my friends. And you have to pay very close attention to what Father says. The Father says, everything that I have is yours. But this brother was lost, and he's found. He was dead, and now he's alive, and we need to celebrate that. Mm-hmm. There is an amends. There is going to be a reckoning, so to speak, with the person who's recovering from addiction, but that's between them and God. We need to be very cautious not to place ourselves in the role of God and to say, well, you know, God, I don't think he's suffered quite enough. I don't think he's paid quite enough. I think I need my pound of flesh as well. Wow, that's a real... I try as often as I can never to sit in the chair that has God written on the back of it.
Another great movie that I love, one of my favorite movies, and you probably don't know it, not many people do, is called The Mission with Robert De Niro and Jeremy Irons. It's a wonderful film, wonderful film. And in this scene, the brother, played by Robert De Niro, kills his brother over a love, and they have a sword fight, and he ends up killing his brother. He feels tremendous guilt. Jeremy Irons, a priest, comes up and tries to bring him to salvation, and Robert De Niro character is having such of a difficult time. He wants to suffer before he's able to go on with his life. So he's climbing up this hill with this big bag. You know the scene.
I know the scene very well. He's there climbing up the cliff, and he's got all of his conquistador armor hanging from a rope, and he can't go any further, and he finally has to cut it loose and let it go.
Uh huh.
And that's a wonderful, I've used that metaphor numerous times. Another metaphor that's very similar is the exchange in the movie The Lion King,
uh-huh,
between Simba and Rafiki, the baboon who whacks him on the head. And he says, well, what was that for? And Rafiki says, it doesn't matter. It was in the past.
Uh-huh.
And the point is that we have to sometimes let go.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do it as the older brother. If we've been the one that's been faithful, we've been the one that's been here, we need to offer forgiveness just as readily as God does.
But I liked in the mission and that story that the Nero character wanted to feel pain. He wanted to feel the anguish. He wanted to feel all of that because he felt he didn't deserve that forgiveness that quick, that he had to do something to earn the forgiveness, although we don't have to earn God's forgiveness. But I think he felt like he needed to do that for himself.
And that may have come in the movie, that may have come out of a misunderstanding of God's grace.
Uh-huh.
And I think that on the part of some people, I know that when I went through my time of this about 20 years ago, there was a sense in me that there was a certain amount of pain that I was just going to have to absorb. And so I welcomed it, and I let it come. I didn't avoid it. And that's probably the best thing for the person recovering is if you've got a painful thing that you need to do, go embrace it. If there's a person that you're going to have to go to and you're going to have to dig deep and repay them for money you borrowed or go and apologize. And then there's some people, no verbal apology will do because you've said I'm sorry way too many times.
Right.
And at that point, all you have left is a living amends. And that living amends means I'm going to begin from now to conduct myself in an honorable and honest fashion toward this person and do it consistently for the rest of my life as much as I can. Understanding that as people in recovery, we do live our lives 24 hours at a time. We take life one day at a time. But for today, I'm going to walk honorably and uprightly before my God, and that is my amends.
This has been a really good discussion. I mean, I saw the clock ticking down. I want to thank you for being on the show.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Oh, and I highly recommend to anybody who is looking for some help or knows somebody that needs help to give Bob a call. Bob Hayworth, life coach over at The Growing Place. You can reach him at 321-2687, or you can go to their website, tgplace.com. Again, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome.
And that does it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Pastor Donald Jordan from Our Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church will be here. We'll talk with him. We'll see you then. Bye. Everybody is concerned about energy costs today. Leaking air distribution ducts could add as much as 20% on your heating and cooling costs.
Air Right Heating and Air is here to help with full service installation and repairs, air duct cleaning and sealing. Call today, 891-4688.
Air Right Heating and Air specializes in energy efficient systems and solar installations. Locally owned and operated, owner Steve Antini has been in business for over 20 years.
Go online to their website, www.airrite.us, for specials, discounts, and coupons.
Air Right Heating and Air at 891-4688.
891-4688.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Come in and see unbelievable pricing on dining sets, coffee and table sets, and complete bunk beds.
Holbrook's also carries dressers, recliners, futons, sofa, and sofa love seat combos.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Open 7 days a week.
My name is Kim Burke, the owner of Chico's Auto Masters. We believe in providing an automotive service people can trust and rely on. Here at Chico's Auto Masters, we are all invested in the community and are here for the long haul. We believe in taking care of each of our clients. That is why we warranty our work for one full year. We are a full-service automotive shop, anything from an oil change to rebuilding your engine.
That's Chico's Auto Masters at 1334 Park Avenue. Call 899-7194. They're on the corner of Park and 14th Street for all your foreign and domestic maintenance or repairs. Call 899-7194.